Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And we're back with quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in our good friend Dustin Schutte from SaturdayTradition.com, the website for all things Big Ten sports. You can also catch everything from Saturday Tradition on our app. There's a nice Saturday Tradition button for you to press, and you can read everything from Dustin. Mr. Schutte, welcome in. Great to talk to you again this week.
It's great to be back, Jim. I appreciate talking on your show every week.
Well, I'm glad of that. I'm also glad you're back on that winning train, 2-1 week, so congratulations on that. Before we get to your picks from last week, I know it's starting to become old news now, but I want to get your perspective on, we didn't get it last week. In a nutshell, when Penn State played Iowa, it's a week and a half ago now, Iowa fans boo the injured Penn State players, think they're faking it to slow down their offense. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, he has his fans back, saying they smelled the rat. And then James Franklin, he, of course, had to respond to it in his press conference last week. What's your take on all of this?
Well, as a person who loves interesting things and somebody who covers the Big Ten, I'm a fan of the, if you want to call it pettiness, we can call it pettiness. I'm a big fan of the back and forth. I think it's good for the sport. I think it's good when coaches have personality and kind of stand up for their own fans, their own players. You know what's interesting to me about this is Kirk Ferentz has coached in over 200 games in his career. He's never brought it up. James Franklin's coached in over 100 games in his career. There's never been really an issue with or any accusations about him faking. So I feel like is it possible that both sides feel that they were wronged in this situation? And that's the interesting thing for me, just from that perspective, because I thought it was interesting. You know, after that game, Kirk Ferentz is going to have the Iowa fans back. Obviously, there's an image of a staff member on Iowa's team, you know, flailing to the ground, if you will, and kind of mocking Penn State. So I think that probably crosses a line. The fans booing and everything, there can be some back and forth and banter there. That shouldn't ultimately affect too much of the Penn State thing. I understand why James Franklin was upset about it, but I mean, it's great for college football, in my opinion, and it makes me want to see Iowa-Penn State Part 2 in the Big Ten Championship game. And I say that as an unbiased reporter and cover of the Big Ten. It's been such a fascinating story. But I think that both sides, you could make the case that they I guess they have an argument. I watched the game, Jim. I didn't really notice it, to be quite honest. I didn't notice this faking. I saw a lot of guys go down. A lot of those guys, James Franklin even said 70% of those guys didn't come back in. But I can also understand the Iowa perspective where if you see a guy down on the ground, he is out for only one or two plays and then comes back in and is at full strength. I can kind of understand, but then again, Iowa's offense isn't moving at a lightning fast pace. So there's just it's so interesting to me. I love it. I understand why both fan bases are upset. I understand why both coaches are upset. But that's my long-winded get up on a soapbox answer to that question.
I like your perspective, and I think it's true. You know, it's escalated the rivalry between Penn State and Iowa. And Penn State fans are dying to get to them again. And I think it made Penn State fans this past week say, you know what, I have an interest in this Purdue-Iowa game, which I would have never had before. So I think that's good. I think the big question Penn State fans have is, really? You think Penn State's defense is trying to slow down Iowa's offense? You can't go any slower. So that's the point of contention. But anyway, let's move on to your picks from last week. And Dustin, so we don't run out of time, you are back on the winning train. You're 2 out of 3, which brings your overall record to a fantastic 12-8-1 against the spread. You had Michigan State, which was a 3.5-point favorite, beat Indiana by 5. You lost with Nebraska, 2.5-point favorite, and they actually lost to Minnesota. But I want to get to your third pick, and I thought it was really fascinating. Purdue was getting 12.5 points at Iowa, and you seem pretty strong in your thoughts that Purdue was the great pick there, and I think they turned out to be a better pick than even you anticipated.
I did, because I remember thinking Iowa was probably going to win the game, but that line was too much in favor of the Hawkeyes. Because, you know, let's put some of the history aside. Purdue was coming off of a bye week. They had just lost to Minnesota in a close game, and Iowa was coming off this big-time win. They were without Riley Moss, one of their star defensive backs. So from that perspective, I thought, this is going to be a close game. This is ultimate, you know, trap game situation. And then when you factor in the history, Jeff Brohm, now 4-1 against Kirk Ferentz. David Bell has been a monster. He's got over 500 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns, and 37 catches in 3 games against the Hawkeyes now. I just really like this matchup in terms of Purdue being able to keep it close. So I think that it exceeded my expectations. Certainly, I didn't think it would be crazy if Purdue would win, but if you would have told me that Purdue's going to win the game by 17, I would have absolutely called you crazy, because I didn't think there was any way they'd put up that many points on the Iowa defense. So it was a great game plan. Again, Jeff Brohm has a great record against Kirk Ferentz, and it knocked Iowa down a little bit to earth, and they're going to go into a bye week at a really important time, because they're still trying to get to the Big Ten championship game. And while they don't have the toughest road, they got to play a lot better, at least on the offensive side of the football, to get back to Indianapolis.
And it's fascinating you mentioned about them. You didn't see them scoring 24 points against Iowa's defense, and it really should have been more. They were right down there on the 1-inch line, and we at Penn State are sensitive to that pylon thing. And it was a good call, by the way. The ball did come out of the player's hand, but they were essentially on the 1-inch line and should have gone in. They should have had 7 more points. They should have put up 30 points on Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. He tried to, you know, you see those, like that Blake Griffin type of dunk where he just kind of throws the ball into the hoop. That's what it reminded me of. Like, he was throwing the ball at the pylon and it cost him a score. And you thought maybe that might be the momentum changing play in that game. Maybe that would be something that sparked Iowa's offense. Fortunately for Purdue, it didn't turn out costly, but you're right. It could have been a 24-point game, and Purdue was very close to snapping Iowa's what's now a 29-game streak in which they've held opponents to 24 points or less.
And, you know, of course, as Penn State fans all celebrated, you know, Iowa losing, but I've got to tell you a couple things. I was very impressed with Purdue's performance. They look like a much better team than I thought they were. And we at Penn State, we have Jahan Dotson. But boy, David Bell, wide receiver for Purdue, he's special, isn't he?
He is special. He's always been able to carve up that Iowa defense. He's the number one receiver for a reason. I think that he's better than Rondale Moore, and you think about how good Rondale Moore was as a true freshman, and obviously he got hurt, so that kind of handcuffed his career a little bit. But David Bell, he's almost like a Calvin Johnson. You just throw the ball up his general direction, and he's going to come down with it. He's been able to do that against Iowa. He's been able to do that against really good competition. He's a fun, exciting player to watch. And this will resonate with Penn State fans. If you love watching Jahan Dotson, turn on a Purdue football game on a Saturday afternoon when the Nittany Lions aren't playing and watch that guy just run his routes, catch passes. He's a really fun, explosive player to watch.
Well, I think you had Penn State fans watching that game this past weekend with the bye. That was the game we had the most interest in. And David Bell, again, after, you know, we watched Jahan Dotson and are very happy to have him. Watching David Bell, boy, that's the same kind of guy. All right, Dustin. Let's move ahead. Let's to this coming week's games. Again, not a great schedule nationally, and also not a great schedule in the Big Ten. But a couple games piqued my interest. Wisconsin at Purdue. Have you seen the spread for that game yet, Dustin?
I have not.
Go ahead then. Give me your guess on what do you think the spread is?
I'm oddly enough gonna say that I'm gonna say Wisconsin is favored by, let's say, 4.5.
Very close. It's 3 that Wisconsin is favored by, and it's at Purdue. So give me your pick. You're very good at picking the spread there. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if it changes during the week. We're pre-recording this segment, but go ahead, give me your thoughts on that game.
So I'm gonna point to this is Wisconsin's run defense is really, really good, but Purdue doesn't run the football. We saw that against Iowa. We've seen it all season. They can throw it all over the field. I don't know where Wisconsin's offense is going to come from in this game. Purdue's defense is, I think, in the top 5 nationally in scoring with 14 points a game per allowed, so that they've been outstanding on that side of the ball. This is a really interesting matchup to me because Purdue has not beaten the Badgers since 2003, so I think that Purdue gets the job done here. I think they've got too much offensively. I think we saw some things with the 3-quarterback system with Aiden O'Connell, Jack Plummer, and Austin Burton all getting some playing time. That defense is playing really, really well. Wisconsin has been terrible in the red zone. They've been terrible in their passing attack. They're kind of a one-trick pony offensively. I think that Purdue snaps that losing streak to Wisconsin, gets to 5-2, and next week when we're talking, Jim, we're talking about Purdue maybe being a contender in the Big Ten West.
Wow, okay. And we've got Ohio State at Indiana. Ohio State, of course, a big favorite, 18.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ohio State in this one, basically for the same reason I took Purdue, because I don't think Indiana is going to be able to score any points. They, in 3 games, they've thrown 3 pick sixes against Big Ten teams. They've scored 1 touchdown. So that's not a recipe for success in the Big Ten. Ohio State is playing at a really high level, explosive offense. There's just no way the Hoosiers are going to keep up with that kind of scoring. Their defense played well against Michigan State. Not that great. I think Ohio State's going to extend. Indiana hasn't beaten Ohio State since 1988. That streak will continue.
Okay, and finally, we've got Illinois at Penn State. Penn State, a 23.5 point favorite, according to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The only thing going for Illinois in this game is the fact that they're off of a bye week, so maybe they're a little bit healthy, maybe they come out with a little bit of energy, but Penn State 2 weeks ago, they got beat in a game they probably should have won. They're going to be mad, they're going to be rested, they get the game at home. It's going to be, I would not want to be Illinois heading into this game. Illinois hasn't looked good for a long time. Their only 2 wins are Nebraska and against a Charlotte team that's okay. I think Penn State runs away with this one, proves a point. And Penn State, as we talked about earlier, uses that motivation from that coaching spat with Iowa to kind of fuel this and the second half of the season to make a Big Ten championship game run.
All right, very good there. You've got Purdue, Ohio State, and Penn State. Thanks so much, Dustin. But that's it for this edition of the show. And thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.